And I've been doing this, been doing this. So what's so interesting is like people are starting to see me develop into this artist now. And what's so crazy is that everyone, well, within whoever knows what I've done. And I'm gonna reinvent myself again. And a lot of people don't ever do that. You know what I mean? A lot of people are comfortable where they are. And I'm not, obviously, this process of becoming an artist, it was a lot of sacrifices. You know, I went from producing so many songs getting released to it slowed down. You know what I mean? And then I had people saying to me, like, what's going on? What's happening? And I'm like, I'm working, but they don't see that side of things. You know what I mean? It took about 2 years because when I went into this realm of wanting to be an artist, it was for different reasons, right? You know, and even when I never wanted to be an artist. It wasn't part of the plan at all. Like I didn't want to be an artist, bro. But obviously, for certain reasons, you know, it's led to this point. And I said, you know what, I'll take that risk on myself. You know what I mean? And a lot of people never ever take that. She like even businesses, they rebrand every 5 years or something like that. A lot of people do their run of 5 years and then that's it. And then they wonder why nothing happens for them is because you didn't take that time out to reinvent, redevelop yourself and bring more value to the world. You're just doing the same shit. So it's like now I'm providing more to the world. I can do my own artist thing and still be producing for other people. You see what I'm saying? I'm gonna be on some Kanye West vibe. I'm gonna do what Drake can't do. Drake can't produce bangers for no one. You see what I'm saying? So I'm hitting so many different sounds and I'm still producing bangers for other people. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's gonna be a brazy, like I'm gonna be on the charts with songs I've produced and my own songs.
Special thanks to Bailey.
It's a cold podcast.
Boy, Bailey's got nothing but good things.
And the Morrell Show, amazing conversation.
Big up Bailey, big up the Morrell Show.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week. Another artist, and this artist has been killing it. He's had some amazing hits, and obviously, if you guys have heard his latest single, it was called See You in 2023. And besides that, like, welcome to the show, Wild Boy.
Come on, UK, another blood clot building. You know the vibes, what's going on?
All that fake shit, it don't faze me. I've been a man before I was 18. Been out here on my lonely, out here on my ones. So hard for me to love, so hard for me to trust. Despite the pain on the lows, when things get rough, I still go with the flow.
You came to Australia. Look at that,
Yeah, that's crazy though. You're all the way out there, man. It just shows the power of like the world at the moment that you know you can network and you know 100 years ago this would not be happening, you know. So
Man.
it's just you know it's so dope to see how you know we're able to connect with each other in different aspects of what we do and bring things to life. So thank you for having me as well, man. I appreciate it for real, man. It's been due, but right timing for everything. So we're here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
Yeah, man.
you're fine. Obviously, guys, Wild Boy's been very busy with he's in the studio right now. That's how serious he is, and he's luckily found a bit of time to come on the show. So gotta respect him in that. In that sense, because what he's doing and being able to take some sort of time out just to take some time to have a chat with me and have actually come on the show finally after we've been talking for a couple of weeks, I think even a month and a bit, and it's been back and forth because we've had delays here and there, but we're finally here and that's all that matters, man.
Definitely, man. Thank you so much for having me, bro. Thank you.
All right. Besides that, like, would you like to give the audience a little bit of a rundown of the type of music you make, how you got involved in like the music industry and like who you are and stuff?
Mean, you know, like at the moment, you know, if I was to classify myself and what I do, my sound as an artist, I feel like I'm the greatest. That's the surest way I'm gonna put it. You know, like I'm about to shock the world. So if you do go check out my music, be prepared to have an experience, you know. You know, the history, you can hear the history of the work I've put in over the years, you can hear it in my music and my upcoming music, you know. So yeah, but I'm basically an artist at the moment. And I just dabble in everything, bro. Everything music related, I'm involved, you know what I mean? So I'm just, you know, I'm a musician, creator, genius. You know, I fuck with myself, you know. I know I do amazing stuff, you know what I mean? And I believe I do. And I'm just getting started, you know what I mean? So yeah, man.
Bro,
Yeah.
it's good. Well, you have to believe in yourself and you have to fuck with your music, otherwise you wouldn't make it.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And obviously, for me to feel like this came, you know, it took a long time. You know what I mean? It's very easy for someone to say believe in yourself, but you also have to have something to believe in. And for some people, it takes different, you know, different amount of time for them to actually believe. You know what I mean? So, you know, sometimes when you tell someone believe in yourself, don't assume they're not listening to you. It's just the right timing for things to align, but it doesn't mean they're not up to something or they're lazy or, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, when friends tell you, "Yo, you need to be going harder," but it's like, I know, but it's the timing. You know what I mean? Like I know, but you know what I mean? So definitely, man, just gotta believe in yourself, man. 100. You know what I mean? Like every day, just wake up and try to make every day count, and add it towards, you know, the skills you're building for yourself and whatnot. So yeah, you know what I
Well,
mean?
bro, I'm excited. I'm excited for the new project to drop. Obviously, you said you put a lot of, there's a lot of stuff going on in the new release. And it's like you sound like a similar thing that I don't know who said it, but it was like you put in the years into this craft and it's finally coming up, like it's finally paying off in some sense. Like you're excited to actually release this project for
Yeah.
everyone else to be like, oh shit, like he means business. He's not doing this for. He's not doing this for a hobby. He's actually doing this because he's good at
Yeah.
it. He's not like doing it just to get a ri get rich quick scheme. He's actually doing it because he loves doing it.
Definitely. And obviously, in regards to, I didn't start off as an artist. There's a whole history of like music I've created. And, you know, see in 2023, you know, as you mentioned, it's like, as you could tell, it's like that transition from this is a hobby to I'm really taking this serious. Hence the statement, see you in 2023. I'm gonna see every one of you. I'm seeing you right now on Zoom. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna see the world in 2023. So it's like a statement. I'm telling the world for the people that care right now and the people that will come back to care. Like this was the moment I said to everyone, you're gonna see me everywhere. You're gonna hear me everywhere. You know what I mean? And that's the energy I'm putting out, man. You know what I mean? Because I believe I've got a lot to offer to the world, you know, so yeah,
Bro,
definitely.
it's like you said, all it takes is time. And you've made your like music career so like consistent and like progressive to where you are at a stage right now where we keep letting Max see you in 2023, but it's a good song and you can really see it starting off as a hobby and now it means business. Like you're doing that.
Definitely,
And it's good to see.
definitely,
And like I said,
definitely.
I'm excited to see what you're about to drop. Like, could be in the coming months, could be in a couple
Yeah,
weeks. Who
I'm
knows?
jumping on the 1st of May. I'm jumping on the 1st of May.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm jumping on the 1st of May. You know, I'm excited for this new release. You know, like as you said as well. Like I feel like I don't know if you can tell from my energy, but bro, like, I feel like this is the, you know, I'm about to go on one of the greatest runs of my life. And I honestly feel like I deserve it with the amount of work I've put in.
Yeah.
And just even on the side note as well, I want to thank you once again for having me on board because this is the first time I've had, you know, I'm having an actual conversation in regards to my own music. As I said, I started off as a producer
Yeah.
and, you know, I've only just started dropping my own music. And thank you for reaching out as well and being able to give me the platform to talk about myself now as a developing artist. Now, this is my first time, so I'm very excited, man. And I feel like it's the start of something great. This is history right here. You know what I mean? We're going to look back in 5 years and this will be the first podcast I was on. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? So, very much, man. And thank you so much. I don't know how you found me, but thank you. All the
Bro,
way out in Australia, you know what I mean? So, thank you.
I found you because of your song See You in 2023. That's the song that I found you. And then I hit you up and I'm like, bro, I want to get you on the show. Like, I fuck with your music. Like, I want to get you on. And then you got back to us. Oh my God, we need to get this. fucking party on the roll right now. And then we've been back and forth for a couple of weeks and we've just had time difference and it's really messed about. But we're fine, like I said, we've both said we're finally here. And bro, your first ever like changing into actual music is the best part. Because once you release that first song or even the album, when you release an album, nothing's, you just look at that and you're like, oh shit, like you look at it as like artwork because you're like, I put so much
Definitely.
time and effort into it, this whole project.
Definitely.
And now I'm finally getting letting thousands, who knows, hundreds of thousands of people listen to your music.
Definitely. And it's so crazy you mentioned artwork because for like the past couple of years, since I started wanting to make my own music, I actually had an idea for a project called Artwork. You know what I mean? So, because it's a thing where like with that, I've got with my music, I've got different sections of like different projects in place. So if I drop a song within this project and it goes off, I've got a project ready for that section. So I've got different EP like project names. And one of them that I had in mind for a while was called Artwork. And the reason behind that is because back in school, I got an A star for painting. You know what I mean? And that was like one of the only other things I did well, but I wasn't even into art like that. And then after school, I never painted again in my life, you know. And then somehow music found me. And, you know, I wanted to, because of my music, I produce all my stuff, I record all my stuff, I basically do a lot of stuff myself. So the meaning behind that is like, I want to give, you know, I want to present my artwork to you. This is my artwork. You know what I mean? And then even down to the way I want to potentially do the cover is I'm going to paint my own artwork. You know what I mean? So it's really like I'm giving you my artwork, like all in all. You know what I mean? So it's interesting you say that because that's actually, you know, what's part of my plan at the moment. So yeah.
Jeez, look at
Crazy.
that. Great minds think alike, mate.
Definitely, definitely, man. Definitely, definitely, you know, definitely.
Yeah, or put it this way, like I probably wouldn't have thought I'd be at a position in my career with my podcast. Like I didn't, this started off as like me just interviewing people for fun. And now I'm meeting people like you all over the world. Like I've made so many good connections and I've got mates now with that I've met through the podcast because of the content and what I'm doing. Like it's, you don't see it very often. And that's what I
Definitely.
love so much about my podcast, how it's different to others. How I actually have a
Definitely.
one-on-one conversation with them rather than me asking specific questions related to music or anything else, it's just about that artist. And I just hate the idea of that because, like, there's so many different interviewers. I'm not showing any hate to any media and stuff, but you guys put your voices in the position where artists feel like they have to look perfect and everything has to be like perfect at all times, and it's just not. And
It's not,
when,
and that's, yeah,
yeah,
go on,
sorry,
sorry.
I was gonna say, and like I've seen plenty of interviews with some of the biggest artists in the world. And after the interviewers had, like, yeah, that's all I need, thank you so much. They don't even stay connected with them after the like interview at all. They say, thanks so much. And then you hear the artists, like, I remember seeing this, it was with, it was weird, it was with Selena Gomez, that artist, female artist. Yeah, she did an interview with someone, and the interviewer said, thanks, that's all I got. And Selena was like, oh, okay. And then afterwards, she was like, he didn't even hear what I was trying to say to her. She just got there because my name's attached to it. Like,
That's
that's,
insane.
it's just, I just
That's
hate the
insane.
idea of that. Like, how are you supposed to make someone like that, who's done so well in their career, made them feel like they're a pawn in your bloody media? Like, can't do that. And I just hate the idea of that. That's why I have one-on-one conversations. Like we're having a normal conversation. This, to me, you're gonna have the best like conversation you're possibly gonna have
Definitely.
had with anyone if
Definitely.
you have episodes like this. And I love doing this. And the people I've talked to, they love listening to my episodes. And they're like, bro, what you're doing is different. Like you don't see many people doing what you're doing, where they're actually taking the time and effort to get to know them, besides knowing them as their music, knowing them as their music and everything else they're doing. And that's, I don't
There's a lot more to us. You
know.
know what I mean? I don't think a lot of people get to see that.
And I don't even think like a lot of artists are given them the opportunity to be able to express themselves aside from the music, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's definitely something great that you're doing, man. Once again, I'm very proud, you know what I mean? So thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. It's good to hear, like, get artists like you on who are just like coming out really in the music industry and they're actually doing really well. Like, and then like you could have so many, you could have, after this podcast, you could have 40 different people reach out and say, we want to get you on an interview, and it will be nothing like my show. Like, I'll guarantee that if you go on another podcast, you'll feel completely different, and it'll be like more serious rather than having like a fun time and have an actual chat. And yeah, just, I don't know. That's why I feel like that's the best way you're going to get content across, especially talking to artists like yourself and anyone that you're trying to get involved with, like in that whole area of podcasting. You need to know actually what you're getting yourself involved in, and if what you want to do and what you want to try and show people is what you believe in. And what I believe in is having a conversation with people. We haven't met before, but we're talking like we're mates. That to me,
that's the best.
That to me feels like you've connected really well. And if I was to go straight into questions like, oh, so going off your project with See You in 2023, what's next for your music? Like,
It's just
so serious in that sense where they're here just for content and getting those questions across so they can get like their name, like, oh, I interviewed Wild Boy. I interviewed this person, and nothing else happens after that. And I just think
it's definitely important to build rapport, man. Definitely, definitely. Even with down to making the music, when I collab with like some artists and stuff, like a lot of the times I want to make sure it's as organic as possible. You know what I mean? I mean, like, obviously with my, you know, starting off as a producer, I'm producing for numerous artists. I can easily hit them up, and now that I'm artist, and ask them to hop on my songs, but I want to also make it as organic as possible. I don't want to just reach out because I know them. Yeah. So that's one thing, because I feel like it affects even down to the music itself. I don't want to just put someone on it because they're big. It has to also make sense. The sound comes first before anything, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's what's made me so consistent over the years, even down to my production history, is everything I do is so organic, you know? You would never see me trying to do things that feels out of place, you know what I mean? Even if it's a major move, it was never out of place, you know what I mean? If I get Drake on my song tomorrow, it's not going to be out of place because I'm going to actually build. There's something that's been built, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So that's how I always move with my art, man. I feel like there's some sort of pride with that, you know what I mean? And I feel like we don't have that element as much as we used to before. Everything is just about numbers now. It's about clout, you know what I mean? And I understand it, but for me, I take this shit serious, you know? I take, for me, music is an experience. When I make music, I wanna give people an experience. You know what I mean? Down to how I organize and record my songs and structure my songs. I don't ever structure my songs in the typical way that, you know, you tell someone to structure a song. I can make a 30-minute song and feel like I gave you the experience that was needed for the song. It doesn't need 31 seconds. It doesn't need a minute. It's 30 seconds is what was needed for this song. And that's why, that's what I'm saying. I focus more on experience rather than just the structure, like, you know what I mean? I want people to feel something, you know? So
it's good that you, because I say this a lot as well to a bunch of artists that come on my show. You could mention any artist to get a song with, but if it doesn't match your sound, or if it doesn't work in any sort of area, what's the point of it?
Like, and the audience will see it straight away that this is not right, you know what I mean? Like, straight away that, oh, you're just doing this for money or for clout. Which, once again, it doesn't even matter to, you know, to probably to the masses and that, but it matters to me. You know what I mean? I don't want to ever, you know, it would, yeah, I just want to make sure that I can look back as well on what I've been doing and be so proud of every single moment of it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Where everything is so, because music is a journey.
Yeah.
So it's not organic, there's certain things that wouldn't feel right. You know what I mean? So I want, you know, my journey, I want it to be as smooth as possible, man. You know what I mean? So that's why I kind of like just do things like this as well. So it just makes a little, the journey a little smoother, you know?
Bro, the journey's better than the destination, mate. Once you get to the top, however long that may take, it's so much better knowing that you doing what you loved and you weren't doing it for anything else besides. It made you happy and you made so many good friends and connections through your music, and you connected with so many different fans all over the world. Like, music's a global thing. Like, you could have someone listen to your music in America right now. You could have someone listen to your music in Australia. Like, you'd have someone listen to your music anywhere in the world. And that, I feel like that's so cool. And it's a good way to connect with your fans as well. Like, you can, we mentioned this as well, about if the artist that you're trying to get on doesn't match your sound, they'll pick up on it straight away. And that
exactly. The people are not stupid. People are not stupid, you know. Like, they could tell, oh, this is just a business move. You know what I mean? And once again, there's nothing wrong with that. But I appreciate the other side more, you know what I mean? So yeah, the people can tell straight away, man. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Bro, well, I want to hear your opinion on this. So obviously there's been a bunch of UK and American artists link up a couple of times. But obviously a well-known song that gets blasted a lot in the UK would be the Drake and Hedy One song.
Huh?
Yep. What was your, what did you think of that song? Because obviously it was different to what Drake usually does, but Hedy One killed that beat. Whereas it was it was so weird to me how different the voices sounded. Because like Drake's was like rap, like fast beat. Hedy One's was just the most relaxed. Like, this is his.
Yeah.
This,
yeah.
No, I felt like Drake didn't really connect with it that well.
You don't think so?
I reckon the song was still good, don't get me wrong, but it was just, it's so weird to hear two different, like, sounds in one song, if that makes sense. Like, you had Hedy One's verse that sounded like a normal song to him, whereas Drake, that sounded like an Eminem sort of feature on it.
Yeah. I mean, in regards to my opinion about the song, I, when it came out, I really liked it, you know, and once again, I feel like that collaboration was organic. Nothing felt like a business move in regards to that. Because once again, you can always tell when it's just business. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, there was history built. Hedy One has worked his way up and he deserves it. You know what I mean? So in terms of the collaboration itself, I feel like that was dope. And that was dope for himself, his team, and also for our scene as well. But in terms of the actual song itself, my personal opinion, I liked it at the time it came out. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of Drake songs that I don't really I don't connect with. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of Drake songs we also do connect with, but that was one of the ones where I liked, you know what I mean? I like that one. And it's so interesting because I really don't like drill, but I feel like that song was a cool drill I could listen to, because a lot of drill music is just a lot of noise. It just sounds too much, you know what I mean? And me, I'm a very chill person, man. I'm cool. So that sound was more on the chill. It wasn't too strong, you know what I mean? It was just a nice tone to the ear, you know. So I liked it, you know. Like, if he used like a beat where it was just too much going on, then I don't know, man. But I kind of like the beat they chose as well. It was a cool vibe. The video was cool. He came to London and shot the video, so it was very organic and it was just vibe, you know. I don't mind it. If he plays, I'm not gonna say turn it off, basically. Yeah.
No, I feel like Drake shows so much love to the UK. I think that again, another person that probably he's well known in the UK. Charlie Sloth, he is a big person that has brought a lot of artists, obviously, all over the world in Fire in the Booth. Like, he's had, you could name any artist, he's had them on Fire in the Booth. Like, he's done well. Yeah. And he's another good example of someone that's done really well and brought, like, UK music out to the rest of the world.
Yeah, definitely. I think Drake's has definitely helped change the landscape of UK music. He's provided a lot of opportunities, and I feel like in the next coming years, when we start looking back at pivotal points that changed our scene, when we start doing history documentaries in like 10, 20 years, he's always going to be mentioned. And I feel like people don't realize we're in a moment right now that's in history, because you don't realize until 20 years later and you start doing documentaries, then you see the impact of certain people and what they did within the scene. And I feel like those are the points where on the Netflix documentary, ooh, and then Drake came along, and you know what I mean? And then, you know what I mean? Those are the points that will stand out, man. So big out to Drake. Big shouts out to Drake, man. I don't know him. But, you know, I really hope that one day I'm able to work with him soon, man. I feel like we'll make some dope music, man. I feel like he's one of those artists where, you know, he covers every single sound.
Yeah.
There's no setting that he can't play Drake in. You can play Drake at a funeral, at a room with a girl, at the club, at the beach, you know, at the school, you know what I mean? And, you know, in terms of being able to create so much dynamic of sound, I definitely get some sort of influence from him. Because now I'm developing into my own artist, I'm realizing, you know what? Because some artists can only do one thing, and they can do it well too, but I'm trying to do everything because I know I can. And Drake is showing me that it's possible that I can do anything I want to do. I can do an Afrobeat song. I can, and the world will take it in if you're good. You know what I mean? So, and I know I'm good. So it's like, yo, man's definitely like, you know, looking forward to showing the world what I'm capable of, rather than just one sound. You know what I mean? I'm going to provide the world with great music, great different sounds. And, you know what I mean? Show them what's going on, you know, trust me. Yeah, man.
Bro, it's good. It's good that you're able to like venture out into other like genres of sound, and it's, you don't see it that often, really. Well, I don't reckon you see it that often. That's my opinion. People don't come at me. I could be wrong, but I personally don't see it very often that there's an artist that can do all sounds,
and especially within the UK, a lot of people see success in one sound and then they run it down, and that's why I want to come with a different approach. Like, you know, the way I'm approaching it is Central C is hot at the moment. He can't do an Afrobeat song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can't do an R&B song. I'm going to come and show everyone I can do everything. And you know, I don't feel like a lot of artists in the UK have put themselves in a place to express themselves. Like, imagine Headie One was doing a real pop song or an 80s type of sound. You know what I mean? Because that's what Drake does. He will give you an 80s song with Magic Jordan, give you an Afrobeat song with Wizkid, give you you know what I mean? And I don't feel like a lot of UK artists tap into different aspects, you know what I mean? And that's what I want to come and change up, bro. You know what I mean? That's what I want to come and do and show them it is possible, you know? So, yeah.
It's kind of like, you're kind of like trying to show a message to like the younger generation that you're able to do anything. And if you can be different and you can do something that no one else can do, you'll stand out, which means you'll have an advantage over someone else that thinks they can do that sound, and they definitely don't.
Yeah.
Like, you could mention so many different artists that think they can do all sounds, but in reality, they just can't.
And it's like, it's also when you do it like that, you know, I believe there's an opportunity to reach a wider audience, you know? You're so far that Drew can reach. You can't play Drew at a funeral. You get, you know what I mean? So, you know, I want to be able to, I'm giving myself the opportunity to reach the world with different sounds, you know, and you know, whilst at the same time developing new sounds. But I know when I start releasing more new music, you know, I'm dropping very soon, you know, with the music I've got lined up, you know, like, don't be surprised if you heard my song in Japan, and then you hear another song in Africa that I did, you know what I mean? Like, and then you hear another song in America, because I'm tapping into different genres consistently, and I, you know, when I start moving, it's gonna be nothing like, I won't even say the UK, but the world has never seen. I promise you, like, I'm saying this so confidently because I haven't seen it. You know what I mean? I haven't seen it. Even though, you know, as I said, I started as a producer and I'm engineering. I'm still producing for other people. But even when I produce and engineer for them, they're only doing one sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't see them tapping into different stuff. So I'm really seeing this in real life. Like, you guys are just doing the same thing, which is good. But I'm gonna fly off because you guys are doing the same things. So I'm seeing that, right, I've got a market that no one's tapped into. You know what I mean? A space that a lot of artists, they're big in what they're doing, but there's a space that they haven't tapped into. Like a Heady One is not gonna be doing Afrobeat. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? A Skepta might not do an 80s type of sound. You know what I mean? But these are markets that they've not tapped into. They're big and they're successful, but they've not tapped into a lot of places. And that's what I want to bring, you know, I want to bring and you know, show to the world, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's an interesting time, man. Interesting time.
It's I think for you, because like I think the same thing with my podcast. Like I know how big it can get. It just takes time. And like what you're doing, it's going to take time. Because obviously it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a couple of weeks. It doesn't happen in a couple of months. Like if you're what you're trying to do, it's going to happen. Like don't get me wrong. It's going to happen. It's just when
it's going to happen. Oh, 100. And you know what's so crazy? I believe it's going to happen so much. And I believe in myself and I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in the people around me. I believe it so much that the when is so close. You know, some people, yes, it can happen, but I feel like it can happen tomorrow. Mm. You know what I mean? That's how much I believe in what I'm doing, man. Honestly, you know, with the amount of work I put in, you know, I'm very like, you know, bro, I can't explain it, man, but I'm so, like, I know it, you know? You know when you get that feeling
I know what you're talking about, because I feel it. I feel it all the time, you know, when I'm doing. Like, I feel it every time I release a new episode when I'm editing and stuff. Like, I do all this myself. Like, I edit the podcast. I do everything. I make sure I edit it properly, make sure the guest sounds good as well as myself, make sure the sound sounds perfect to a T.
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously, I don't know. I see a lot of people saying this, but TikTok, I don't really like TikTok. It's just for someone that does everything by themselves, so much harder to do that editing, plus make sure you've got the right like title and stuff, plus the description, a bunch of other stuff. You just run out of time of when to actually go over. I need to go through my podcast and get a little snippet here and there, and then create TikTok. Like it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's just
I've been struggling with that too. You know, trying to get active with a TikTok, because it's like you gotta find the time. And there's something, I mean, I was even gonna post up on my Instagram one of these days, which is like, I'm a musician, I'm not a content creator, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like it's real life. I feel like a lot of people, yes, you know, keep up with the times, but fuck that, bro. I'm not a content creator, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a musician. And I'm going to find my way within that. Obviously, I'll give you guys one, two things, but even a lot of artists are getting lost in that whole content creating thing. You know what I mean? And I get it, you got to do what you got to do. But for me personally, man, I'm a fucking musician, bro. You know what I mean? I don't even have to set up Zoom. So it's like, I'm a musician. I'm not no content creator in it. You know what I mean? Like, and I want the world to know me for a musician, not a TikTok guy. You know, I get it. Yeah, it helps and whatever the case is, but bro, Drake is not a content creator, bro.
Oh, no. You don't see Drake on TikTok. You don't see anyone, any big artist. You don't see them on TikTok. Name one big artist. Name one big artist that's on TikTok.
Hmm? That's what I'm saying, bro. So it's like, I want to find a way. I want to find a way to maneuver. Yeah, I want to find a way to maneuver within that without overdoing the content creating thing, because it takes a lot of time, you know, especially when, as you said, when you do everything yourself. Bro, man ain't got... I ain't got time to be going on my phone editing one TikTok video for 30 minutes, bro. You know what I mean? I'd rather spend that time trying to find a way to get my song playlisted. You know what I mean? Or sending it out to radios and whatnot. Obviously, then when I got a little spare time, then do it. But I feel like a lot of people focus too much on the TikTok content creation rather than the actual music. You know what I mean? And that's why I feel like you can see the difference between certain artists. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell he's putting more work into the art and just sitting down there editing rubbish. Obviously, big up to them, innit? And it's working, but it's not for me as much anyways, you know what I mean? So
Well, I was talking to an artist. He goes by the name of George. You might have heard of him before. But he thinks he's old. He's only 28. He's not that old. But he was like, bro, TikTok ain't a thing. It ain't my area. Like, back in the day when I was doing music, it was all about creating art, and now it's all about clout. It's just crazy to me how the world changes like that. Like, I remember his words. It was like, he said something like, why are people so obsessed with like creating TikToks with music? Like, yeah, it helps to an extent, but like, you're not really, you're getting known as the guy that created videos on TikTok. You're not you're not known as the guy that created songs. It doesn't work.
You're kind of like mixing the brand. You know, you don't want to know, you don't want to be known as the guy that just video guy. You know what I mean? Once again, like, you need to let people know I do this. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like some people, they just look like a TikTok artist, which is, you know what I mean, which is cool. You know, TikTok is the new generations, the new levels, isn't it? But I feel like that, you know, we still gotta keep that element of the music first. Remember what you start when you come to the studio first. When you went to the studio the first time, you went there to make music, not to be a content creator. You know what I mean? When you go to the studio, you're there to make music. So don't forget that, innit? You know what I mean? Some artists even make music thinking about TikTok, and then you lose yourself. You lose that authenticity. You know what I mean? Think of that after when the music is done. You know what I mean? When it's out. But don't forget what you're doing, bro. You know what I mean? So don't forget your story, what you're trying to get across to the world. You know what I mean? Because I can go on TikTok right now and just do things for that. But then if that goes off, that's what I'm going to be labeled as. You know what I mean? And then people can't take in the fact that you're an actual musician. And then you see some eyes go on the net like, I'm not really that person. Like, you know what I mean? But it's like, you need to be careful what you're putting out there, because once again, if I do a TikTok song and it blows up, when I would drop an album of my real life music, no one's going to listen to it, because that's what they want now. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of artists, they're in that space where they have the songs that go up on TikTok and then they drop a project where more meaningful, no one listens to it. And then they start blaming no one's listening, because you put yourself there, bro. You know what I mean? So I feel like there's got to be some sort of balance, you know?
So, I feel like, well, this is my opinion. I feel like TikTok's like a shorter version of YouTube, personally, and then YouTube implemented the YouTube Shorts. But I feel like TikTok made that platform to make short, quick content. So you're like entertained for like, I don't know, 30 seconds or however long TikTok goes for.
Yeah.
And then you're addicted to it because you keep scrolling. Yeah. Keep scrolling.
Yeah.
Time goes away. Yeah. If you keep doing this for 6 hours and it goes like that, what happened to the 6 hours? You could have done something, doing something else.
Flying out. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, like the way I see it, and this could be just because, I don't know, I like doing this, but once I create a podcast, I make sure that gets out to as many people as possible. And then I also work on editing other podcasts after that. Because, like, that's out already. Yeah. You have to try and promote it. I promote as much as I can. There's only so much you can do for promoting. And then once you've made that episode, you then need to look back at, like, oh, what's next week's episode going to be? That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think, like, once I do this episode, I'll promote as much as I can. But behind promoting that, I'm editing this. Like, that's the way I see it. And it's, I don't know, that's what I think. Personally, because like I'm always thinking, what's next? What's next for the podcast? What's next that I can do? What can I do within the next 3 hours that I have free? What can I do? Can I edit three podcasts? I don't know. I probably can't get three podcasts, but I'm just saying, what can you do? What can you do in those 3 hours that you have to like do better for yourself and try and connect with a pair of people? That's the way I think.
Definitely. And what I've also been focusing more is, but once again, I feel like it's also a process. So, because right now I believe in my music so much, I'm doing the one of the earliest forms of marketing, which is face to face.
Yeah.
So anytime people meet me, like I sell myself, like, yo, like this is what, you know what I mean? And I tell them to go and download right there, right in front of me, because you're right there. Rather than me paying for some ads to come and still that and then try to reach you. So what I've been doing is I'm very more direct with people now, because once again, I believe in what I'm putting out now. So it's like anytime people come to the studio, I told him, yeah, I'm dropping. I told you at the start of the podcast, I'm dropping. I need to send you the pre-save link. So I'm saying straight away. Yeah. So because I feel like that's the best form of marketing that and that a lot of people don't use no more. They're depending a lot on socials, you know what I mean? So I'm very much out there right now, anywhere I go, you know what I mean? I'm pre-save or that, or check out my shit, you know what I mean? Like very, very direct with it, man, rather than then going on socials. It's like basically when you see a girl out somewhere,
yeah,
it's like not approaching her, because I see some TikToks, oh, who's this girl? Can you find her for me? But you're right there. You could have gone and spoken to her. You know what I mean? so concept like, you're right here. Why am I going to go online and try to find you? You know what I mean? Yeah. You're right there. I can sell to you right there and then. So I feel like there's a lot of doses. You know, that core element of reaching people is not as used no more. So that's one method I'm currently using. And it's been working, you know, because when you approach people directly, they believe you more rather than online. You know, your energy, your aura, you're selling yourself. You know what I mean? If I'm moving like this, yo, I got some new music out, man, go check my shit out.
Yeah.
That will sell to you straight away than an ad on social media. You know what I mean? So it's just the energy, the vibe, innit? People, they got to buy into you, you know what I mean? Face to face. So I've been doing a lot at the moment just with everyone I meet, man.
You just earned my respect there. Bro, you're doing... Like, a lot of people are so reliant on technology nowadays and social media. You mentioned this, the girl, like, it's right in front of you. It's the same with dating. Everything, so many people rely on that nowadays. No one actually wants to go out and meet them. But no one actually wants to go out and meet them in person rather than say, oh, be a little creeper and message them online and say, oh, do you want to meet up? And they're like, yeah, sure. This world is so cooked. I'm sorry, but this world that we live in
now, it's like then seeing a girl and then going on online the next day. Oh, I saw you last night. Like, okay then. You get me? So it's that same vibe, isn't it? Like, I ain't gonna, you get me? Like, it don't make no sense. And I feel like a lot of people, like, they'll do that. I think people do that for the wrong things. Like, I feel like every day, if you're someone that makes things that you want people to check out or see or hear or listen to, I feel like if they're right there in front of you, tell them. Don't go online the next day and be like, oh yeah, nice meeting you. This is what I do, by the way. That time's passed. You know what I mean? You gotta catch them right there and then. And depending on the vibe, they're a fan forever, bro. They'll always be on your mind. Well, you would always be on their mind as soon as you let them know what's going on, you know what I mean? And then if you end up hitting them on the socials, there's that rapport built already so they know where you're on. You get me? And if they didn't pre-save that day you met them, they're going to pre-save the next day you message them. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, you know, interesting one.
Bro, it's good. I feel like what you're doing is the right thing to do. You don't, and you're doing something that not many artists are doing. You're doing something different.
Yeah.
Unique.
Yeah, yeah.
Different, unique. No one likes to do the old day stuff. It's not really even that old. Like, people still go up to people and talk. I still do that. How do you, like, the way I see it is, like, what I show myself online is what you see. That I'm the exact same person as what you see on my Instagram and everything in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't believe that because a lot of people think, oh, he's just another athlete. Like, he's just another one of those wannabes. Yeah. Like, it doesn't work like that. Like, if I want to hear your opinion on this. So, if you think this, I'm going to put you in a scenario right here. So, if you go out to a bar or something, you find a girl very attractive and she's on her phone, are you going over there and talking to her, get her number, or you have an actual one-on-one conversation with her before you get the number?
Definitely have a conversation. Definitely have you know, a little, they call it a riz now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get a little, you know what I mean? Spice it up a little bit and then try to get the number, you know what I mean? Yeah, literally that'll be the vibe, innit? You know what I mean? Like, yo, what you say? You looking good, man. Where you from? You know what I mean? Just hit them up. But it's like, you know what I mean? Get their attention first and then, you know what I mean? Once again, it's the vibe, the energy, the aura. Yeah. When you approach people, I feel like people gotta be aware of the energy of your energy before, even if you've got 2 second time gap, you got 2 seconds to get your energy right before you approach people, because first impressions matter so much. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're having a bad day and someone's coming close to you, you got 2 seconds to be, you know, we saying, bro, we saying, you know what I mean? Like, get into that vibe, man. You know what I mean? Get into that element you want them to remember you for forever. You know what I mean? Because they would never ever forget that. And that's the way I am every day when I'm around people, you know. Like, I feel like it's so important, man. It's so important, you know, because, you know, like with a lot of artists, they don't show their character, you know. Like, you see me already, like, you know what I mean? I feel like it's so, you know, I feel like some artists forget they're a package. You know what I mean? Your whole package. So your music can be great, but if you ain't got no character, it's not gonna help you. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like you gotta show people something to stand out. You gotta show people who you really are to stand out, because everyone is an artist. But what makes you different? Like, why should I buy your music rather than the other guy that's we all know? You know what I mean? So I feel like the one way is also how you present yourself, how you approach people, how you speak to people. You know what I mean? Because they would always remember that. You know what I mean? Always remember that still. So yeah.
Or have you got yourself a girlfriend, mate? Because you talk like you're levels, mate.
You know what? Yeah, I do. You know, I do, man. I do. She's also a singer songwriter as well, and you know, she's amazing, bro. Like, she's amazing. You know, she's been helping me as well with, even in regards to like my confidence and just. But she before we met, she was a fan of the stuff I've been dropping, so she saw me. She knew of my music. You know, and that was shocking to me, because I never met anyone, because I'm still new to this, right? In terms of producing, a lot of people in the UK and hopefully around the world know my music. I've done millions of views, platinum, sold this, sold that, done this, done that. But when I started dropping my music, it's not at that same level. So she was one of the first people I met that knew the lyrics to my songs. My friends don't even know the lyrics to my songs. You know what I mean? So off that basis, like, I just kind of connected with her on that level too, you know what I mean? And yeah, she's just, you know, she knows my sound, she knows what I'm trying to do. So we help each other, you know what I mean? I help her, she helps me. And yeah, man, we just, yo, it's just a crazy time still.
Oh, isn't that cute, eh? Isn't that cute, eh?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. I feel like it's time anyways, man. You know what I mean, man? And I feel like with the music I make, you need a woman in your life, bro. You know what I mean? Like, they influence the world. I feel like women have more influence in the world than we think. You know what I mean? I feel like women even have more influence in the world than men. And when I want to put that into context, yeah, you see every decision a man makes, a woman is involved. And that includes presidents, that includes politicians, that includes musicians. Because when I have an idea, I'm going to go call my girl. What do you think? Because they're the ones that will ride for you when it goes left or right. So, you know what I mean? I feel like every decisions that you see people make, they've probably spoken to their wife. You see what I'm saying about it? And that's when I started to think, like, raw, women actually have a lot of influence, because you're gonna listen to your woman rather than a next guy. You're gonna listen to your partner. You get me? So I feel like, you know, women literally, you know, let's say like a president, for instance. If he's thinking, raw, you know what? Should I run for a new term? Who do you think he's talking to about that? He has conversations with everyone else around him, but who do you think is going home to thinking, raw, you know what? Babes, should I run for another term? It's the woman that's saying yes or no. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like women actually have a lot of influence. And I feel like when we start to embrace that, because even when we think about it or not, when you want to think about it, women even buy more music than men. Women listen to more music than men. In the clubs, if the women are vibing, the men start vibing. You get me? Like, there's not in the party, there's no women, there's no party. So it's like having a woman on your side that kind of like, it's like a, also a way to kind of like, if she likes it, people are going to like it too. Because when I study my music and I show my male friends, it's not really for them.
Yeah.
But if the studio and there's women around and they like it, they would like it too.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So the way I look at it is if my shorty likes it, people are going to like it too. You see what I'm saying? So that's the way I kind of base it as well, man. It's crazy, bro.
I didn't even think of it that way. But you are right. Like, yeah, you don't really think about it that way, do you? You think of it like, yeah, you see all the presidents and stuff, they all take all the decisions, but there's always like a vice president or something.
Yeah.
And they're always a female. And then obviously they have a wife, and obviously, like you said, they'd obviously talk to them about some stuff, but it's a good thing, the right thing to do. But yeah, you don't really think about that, do you?
Definitely. When I understood that concept, that's when I said, you know what? Women run the world. Like, I've always heard it my whole life, but I was never able to find a context to make it make sense in my head. And it's like, now I get it. Everything we even do is for women.
Mm.
When I buy jewelry, I'm not buying it. It's like, I'm trying to get women. When I go out, like, it's women. You know what I mean? At shows, I want women at my shows. I don't want man them in my shows. I appreciate it, but I don't want man them in the front row. I want women dashing their bras at me, bro. That's what I'm saying. So everything we really do is for women. Even like providing, hustling, it's for women. You know what I mean? So when you understand that, it's like it makes you think more than the people around you. And there's a whole, you know, scene of women that you can reach, you know what I mean? So yeah, man, definitely, bro. That's why Drake is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Because you see more people, you see more girls playing Drake than Heady One. You see what I'm saying?
And plus you need to take in like to consideration how many girls has Drake got on how many girls do you reckon in his DM? Seriously, like,
bro, who knows, bro? He's clear, man. He's so clear, bro. He's so clear, man.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, you'd rather listen to Drake than 50. Like, women would rather listen to Drake than 50 Cent.
Yeah.
That's where I'm coming from. That's why Drake is the GOAT, because he provides the vibes for everyone. 50 Cent is only like a select place.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, obviously, 50 Cent, huge, massive superstar. But women would listen to Drake. You're up in the car. They're not saying put on 50 Cent. They're putting on Drake.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And then what happens when they put on Drake? You're vibing too.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's why Drake is the GOAT, bro. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Or would you say the same about, like, female artists as well? Like, obviously, there's a few female artists out in the world that do create music for both men and male.
And women. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they make music that everyone can rock with as well. But Drake, like you said, Drake has just been in the game for so many years.
So many years, bro. He still
creates hits. Like,
yeah. Creates hits. That's the level and beyond I want to reach. And I know I'm capable of doing that. And I'm so excited because I'm only starting. And I tend to believe I can see the future in it.
Mm.
And I believe if I'm just starting now and this is what I'm doing,
yeah,
I can't imagine the next 6 months, bro. Mm. I can't imagine the next 3 months what I'm going to be on creatively. Like, I'm developing so much at a fast rate that... Because you know what's so crazy? Because I've been producing for about 9 years, numerous sounds. Bro, but that's what I'm saying. My history is brazy, bro. I've been doing this. So I'm saying I've produced numerous songs, platinum songs. I got plaque there. You know what I mean? Like, I've produced numerous UK bangers. You know what I mean? So then I started to engineer and record people, right? And then after that, I started to do my own music. And the reason I'm developing so fast is because of the influence of all the people I've worked with, I can kind of tell what's good, what's sounding not good and what sounds good. And even down to the sound, like, because some artists, when they start coming up, they're trying to figure it out. I've been doing this, so I'm just flying part. Like, there's people that I know that have been making music before me, and I feel like I've developed so much. But what, once again, it's also because of the work I've put in over the years, and I feel like that's given me advantage to be able to know what the fuck to do. Once again, that's that time and experience that I've put in, and that's why I feel like, rah, oh shit. You know what I mean? And it's like, over these years, you know, like, what I'm also known for within the UK scene is breaking artists. I've broken numerous artists. You know, I've always got them just before they blow up. You know what I mean? Always just before they blow up. And I always have that intuition that this person's going to make it. So when I see that vision into someone, I'm seeing it now into myself because I've seen it happen for them. And I know, oh shit, I'm going to blow up too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because anytime I've seen it and I acted on it, it happened. And I'm like, you know what? I believe in myself. It's going to happen for me too. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Within the next 3-4 months, bro, like, I'm going to invite you over here for a show. That's how much I believe it can happen. Like, in a short space of time. Like, I know it's any time now, bro. You know what I mean? I believe it, man. I believe it, bro. I believe it. You know what I mean?
Bro,
yeah.
But when that does happen, you gotta definitely invite me over, man.
Yeah, that would be dope, man. Make sure you pull up with your people as well. You know what I mean? Maybe by God's grace, one day I'll do a show in Australia as well. You know what I mean? And then we've built a rapport already, so it'll be so interesting. I'm not just going there randomly. You know what I mean? I don't know anyone, so you know what I mean, it's gonna be so interesting, man. I'm very, 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 very excited, and I know my music is gonna touch Australia. As I said, it's not like. Like, I'm going to reach so many parts of the world that don't be surprised if you hear me on your radio randomly one of these days, bro. And then, you know what I mean? Don't be surprised, bro. Don't be surprised.
Bro, you're already in my playlist, so you have already reached Australia.
Hey, that's some real fucking talk. You know what I mean? That's some real talk. We're there already, B. You know what I mean?
Hey, just... And like I said, it's just going to take time for it to really blow. And like,
definitely.
I didn't know you produced for 9 years before this, but I did see on one of your Instagram a plaque of Jumanji.
Yeah.
Is that the plaque you're talking about, how you've got a plaque in your studio?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. And I've been doing this. So... what's so interesting is, like, people are starting to see me develop into this artist now. And what's so crazy is that everyone, well, within whoever knows what I've done. And I'm going to reinvent myself again. And a lot of people don't ever do that. You know what I mean? A lot of people are comfortable where they are. And I'm not, obviously, this process of becoming an artist, it was a lot of sacrifices. You know, I went from producing so many songs getting released to it slowed down. You know what I mean? And then I had people saying to me, like, what's going on? What's happening? And I'm like, I'm working. But they don't see that side of things. You know what I mean? It took about 2 years because when I went into this realm of wanting to be an artist, it was for different reasons, right? You know, and even when I never wanted to be an artist. It wasn't part of the plan at all. Like, I didn't want to be an artist, bro. Well, obviously, for certain reasons, you know, it's led to this point. And I said, you know what? I'll take that risk on myself. You know what I mean? And a lot of people never, ever take that. You see, like, even businesses, they rebrand every 5 years or something like that. A lot of people do their run of 5 years, and then that's it. And then they wonder why nothing happens for them. It's because you didn't take that time out to reinvent, redevelop yourself, and bring more value to the world. You're just doing the same shit. So... it's like, now I'm providing more to the world. I can do my own artist thing and still be producing for other people. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to be on some Kanye West vibe. I'm going to do what Drake can't do. Drake can't produce bangers for no one. You see what I'm saying? So I'm hitting so many different sounds and I'm still producing bangers for other people. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a brazy. Like, I'm going to be on the charts with songs I've produced and my own songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You've never seen anything like that before in the world, bro. You know what I mean? Especially from someone coming from the UK. And that's what I want to show people, bro. Like, you can do it. You know what I mean? Like, I know some dope-ass producers, but they're just doing the same shit, bro. You're not doing nothing exciting. There's nothing exciting about you. Because now, the people that know me for producing, they're excited because they don't know what I'm going to do on this side yet now. You see what I'm saying? I'm making them have something to look forward to. Because if I post every 2 weeks, oh, brand new music I produced. Okay, whatever, man. You know, you do this already anyways. What else can you show us? You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes I see some people, they're consistent, but you're just giving me the same shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're producing for this person, but it's the same shit, bro. When am I going to see you producing for an Australian artist or do something that I've not seen? Because I know you can do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. A lot of people kind of stick to where they're at. They're not willing to get uncomfortable. Because I can't lie, this process, it was a lot of sacrifice, bro. You know what I mean? Everything slowed down for me. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, people even before I stopped doing music. You know what I mean? But I was like, I'm working on myself. Because even me becoming an artist, I had to work on myself. I had to work on even talking to you. Like, I never, like, I was never on socials. I'm not active like that on socials. So I had to work on becoming what I need to be. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people never do that and get stuck in the same place and then they start feeling depressed. But it's because you're just doing the same shit, bro. You see what I'm saying? So now I'm doing what you're doing and I'm doing more now. Now you go, you know what I'm saying? So I want to, there's even other producers I know that can become an artist. And I call them up randomly, like, bro, try this. Try do something else. They're like, nah, man, I just want to stick to producing. I'm like, ah, just try something else because we're in an era where you can do everything. We're in a time where you can do everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you can do more, I'm pretty sure everyone has more than one skill, bro. You know what I mean? If you have one skill, there's something wrong with you. You get me? So we're in a space and time where, bro, I even want to do acting. I want to do so much. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, why not? And that's what a lot of people, like, you know what I mean? Why not? You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. A lot of people need to come out of their comfort zones, be willing to take that sacrifice, take that risk. And as long as you believe in what you're doing, everyone else will at some point. You know what I mean? They might not believe now. They might not believe tomorrow. They might not believe next week, but they'll believe. You know what I mean? As long as you believe, bro. As long as you believe in what you're doing, it's gonna show. Because even when I started, as I said, when I started, my friends weren't even interested like that in listening to my music. Now I get messages now, my actual friends. Now I get messages, when are you dropping? You see what I'm saying? They were my actual friends not wanting to hear what I got. You know, I mean, obviously, like, not that I was whack at the time, but I get it, and I'm not mad at it. But I had to show them that this is what I'm doing. You got to show people, bro. You know what I mean? You got to show people, bro. And then that's when people will listen. You know what I mean? That's when people will take you in. And even as a human being, when you see someone working on their craft and you can see them developing, if you don't appreciate it, you're a hater.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you see them starting from nothing and then doing their thing, and at some point you still try not to acknowledge it, you're a hater and you're insecure because they're doing it and you can't. You see what I'm saying? So when you're doing your thing, people have no other choice, if you're a real human being, to respect you. You see what I'm saying? If I see an upcoming rapper today and he's dropping every week, I'm like, raw, I have to respect it.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Because he's doing something. And that's what I'm saying. The more you keep doing it, people will respect it. You know what I mean? So literally, bro, just believe in yourself, take that risk, take that sacrifice, just fucking go at it and do what you gotta do, man. 100. Like, I feel like I went through that process, so I know it's real. When you're starting off something and no one believes in it, and it's like you have doubts on certain days, and then I've seen that process of getting to the point where now they're checking you out.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It might take 1 year, it might take 2 years, but they will always see you, bro. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's been a crazy journey, bro. Definitely been a crazy, crazy, crazy journey, bro. The amount of things I've done in this thing, like, and I'm about to do as well. Like as you can tell from my energy, bro. Like this shit means a lot to me. So it's gonna be a crazy, crazy journey, bro. Like I feel like when it's all said and done, I believe I'm gonna go down as one of the greats. You know when I said earlier about 20, 30 years when you start doing documentaries?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be one of those pivotal points within the world, not within the UK, within the world of music, bro. I'm gonna change a lot of people's lives. I'm gonna inspire a lot of people. You know what I mean? I'm gonna change my family's lives. I'm gonna change my life. You know what I mean? Because I know I feel like music was never part of the plan. Even me
Yeah.
producing when I started was never part of the plan. And I feel like I believe now it came to me because I'm here for a reason, bro. You know what I mean? With the amount of obstacles I've had to overcome and I'm still going consistently, I'm here for a reason, bro. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? I'm here for a reason, bro. Definitely.
Bro,
Definitely.
you are so similar to me. Holy shit. Not with the whole, not pr me producing or anything, but having not the support in something that you believe is going to do big. Like, I didn't think I'd be doing a podcast like this when I was like 16, even 15. I was like, I'll never do a podcast. Like, don't have the confidence. I'm not even confident. Like, at the time of that, I was the most shy person you would ever see in your life. Like, I was not social at all. Like, I didn't really talk in front of people. Like, I hated the idea of oral speaking. Like, I hated that. And then obviously, I'm an athlete myself. Like, that's always a dream. I always like, I'm trying to make like, that dream for my like running, because I'm a runner, is to make the Olympics. And I have a different goal for the podcast. Like when I first started the podcast, I interviewed athletes, like runners, like some of the best runners in the world. And then obviously I listen to music every day and I wanted to do something different, like something different that not every podcast is doing. So I'm like I said to you at the start, there's no way I didn't know any podcast that is doing what I'm doing. There's no way. Like me connecting with people that I've never met before, people that I love their music. I love what they're doing. I love what they stand for. Like I love their whole journey and what they're actually, the end goal is. It's so cool to me how many different stories you can hear from artists that have a goal and a dream and they know they're going to make it. And that to me, I've been able to connect so well with people like you. Because we have the same vision. It might not be
Definitely.
in the same area, but we have the same vision in that specific
Same.
area.
And that's why we're here today. Nothing is coincidental. Like I feel like when you work every day towards what you want in life, you're gonna meet the right people. Like a best way to, because this life is like a direction. It's like if tomorrow I said, you know what, I want to start playing basketball. Within 5 years, I'll be somewhere I wasn't today.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk to people within that realm that I would never think of. So when you align yourself where you want to go, you meet the people you need to meet. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like a lot of people are not focused. So I'm saying, and it's like you need to keep. That's why every day I'm in here, because guess what? Everything I do is it's like a compound interest towards where I'm going. This
Yeah.
conversation is a compound interest to where I'm heading to. You know what I mean? Vice versa. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? So it's like people need to take advantage of the positions they're in as well, and reach out to people and connect. You know what I mean? Even like if you know, I can even get you some artists over here to get on the podcast as well. You know what I mean? And you know that would be dope. You know, I can reach out. That's what I'm saying, because we're all in the same place and we're trying to all go together. You know, like so. Yeah, man, it's dope, man. It's dope. It's
Right.
dope.
You mentioned that. It's like the way I see it is, I don't care who becomes successful. If I know them and I know how long and how much time and effort they put into that, I respect them so much more and I love watching that journey. And obviously, I want that to happen to everyone that's around me and everyone that comes on the podcast. I want that to happen to all you guys. Like, you guys do so well. And you guys don't get the appreciation that you guys deserve even though you're creating something that no one, and I say no one, is able to create. Like, not even the biggest artist can create.
Definitely, bro. Definitely, definitely, man. And even like, if I was to go to like the sound, because I produce all my sounds, so I'm really giving people my thoughts from the beginning. You know what I mean? And when I see people's reactions, it hits different, because it shows that it shows you can bring something from the ground up and it can work. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's an advantage that I could potentially have. You know what I mean? Because a lot of these artists, is a beat sent to them. But I want to really, I want you to know that, how can I put it? You see, when it comes to the music, as I said, it's an experience. I'm giving you my experience from zero to the end. Even down to the artwork, I make the artworks. Like everything I do is very intentional. You know what I mean? Everything I do is very, 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 like, intentional, man. And I feel like there's a lot of thought that's gone into it. There's a lot of vibes. There's a lot of, you know, how can I put it? Like, because I produce all my stuff. I record all my stuff. I feel like when the audience hears it, they can always tell a difference than when someone's just send a random beat. You know what I mean? There's a feeling that you can't buy.
Yeah.
There's a feeling you can't buy. You know what I mean? And I want to give that to the world. We've not seen that. Hedy One doesn't produce his stuff. Mm. Imagine if Hedy One produces his stuff, we'll see a different artist.
Yeah.
So I'm saying. So in a lot of artists in the UK don't do that. So I feel like that's another advantage that I want to try to implement with my journey. Because I've got the opportunity to really give you guys my art from ground zero, you know. And I feel like hopefully by God's grace, you know, it helps me stand out from the rest. And I'm able to bring some sort of feeling, all around feeling that you don't ever hear. I want you to be driving past and hear a song, and it just makes you feel different compared to, let's say, a Hedy One, because it's from the ground zero, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man, but it's like, bro, like, it's gonna be a very, very, like, I'm telling you, bro, like, what I'm about to do is, you know, and what's also dope is, like, because of the artists I've also worked with over the years, as I said earlier, when I start making noise, it will be a lot easier to get these artists on my songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's that advantage. You see where I'm going now?
Yeah, I get you.
Let's say I drop a song and it does 1 million streams.
Yeah.
There's no artist in this UK that I can't reach up to do a song with me. You see what I'm saying? That's another. So I'm saying, I'm not like I'm upcoming, but I'm not. So I've got like a lot of things that I could, like, within 6 months, I'm telling you, don't be surprised if you see a Wild Boy featuring Stormzy. You know, I've worked with Stormzy before. You see what I'm saying? I did a song with Stormzy like 6 years ago before he blew up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I produced for Stormzy. So I'm saying, so when I start doing my own thing, I'm not just a random person. So I'm saying, so it's gonna be such a crazy scenery when people start seeing like what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be crazy, bro. Crazy,
bro. I can't wait for that, bro. I just can't believe. I mean, put it this way: I said you were up and coming because you're up and coming in the music. I didn't say you were up and coming as like a producer. Because I know you're very experienced in that sense now. 9 years, that's a long time of experience.
Like, Kelly.
And, like, I respect that you've been able to, like, take different things that you've been able to, like, see as a producer from other artists and implement into your own music and then make it into other genres, which, because you've done so many songs with different artists. And you know exactly what area they specialize in, and you look at this area, and they specialize in pop. This person specializes in R&B. This person specializes in Afro. Like, you've put all those different sounds together so you can venture out into afro, pop, R&B, hip hop, rap.
Definitely, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a wild, you know, at the time when I took this route, I was thinking, what am I doing? Even friends around me like, bro, just stick to producing. But now I see the bigger picture, bro. I see the bigger picture, bro. I see the bigger picture, bro. And you know, I'll give you one of the reasons I wanted to become an artist. You know, when I was producing, because I'm so creative, right? But when I was producing, you know, let's say I'm in a session with an artist, I would try to develop. Let's say we did a song yesterday. Today, I want to develop it. Let's go further. But they want to do another song that they did yesterday, that type of sound. And over time, I'm not saying it happened one day. Over time, it's that I start to get frustrated. Like, bro, I want to do more. But I don't have an outlet to do more because as a producer alone, I got to just depend on them. You know what I mean? Even you know, financially and even in regards to being consistent, I'm a very hardworking person. And I feel like I've got like 1,000 unreleased songs that I've produced for other people. What's that going to do for me? Because it makes me look inconsistent. Even though I'm in the studio more than these artists. You know what I mean? So it doesn't help me. So I was thinking, like, how do I get an outlet to just show my creative side, man? And that's when, as I said, the thought of, let me just jump on a beat myself. And what's so brazy is, like, for instance, last year I dropped 5 videos.
Yeah.
Right? In terms of songs I produced that came out last year, that was more than songs I produced. So you see how the work rate is, you see the change now.
Yeah.
So, because now I don't have to wait on no one.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is, you want to take 2 years to drop that song? Fine. I'm going to drop hits within that time. I ain't got no time to waste, bro. You see what I'm saying? So I can drop in my own time because we'll be here. I'm here waiting on hits to drop, bro. They're not dropping. You know what I mean? And I'm getting like, bro, I want to go. I want to get rich, you know? So it's like now I've got some sort of control. Like right now, you know, I have no excuse. Like the only person, if I don't make it, the only person I can blame is myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've worked so hard to the point where I don't need to depend on no one no more. I don't need to depend on that artist to drop. I don't need to depend on their label to drop. I don't need to depend on their timing. You know what I mean? We can make bangers. If you don't drop it, that's your problem. I'm going to go now. You know what I mean? Like, as I said, literally just last year alone, I dropped 5 videos. Yeah, last year, I probably recorded maybe 200 songs with other people. Only 2 dropped. You see where I'm coming from? When you're putting that much work in the studio, the hours, the time, and nothing's happening, you get frustrated. You know what I mean? So that's one of the things that made me say, you know what? I'm going to take a risk on myself, man. Fuck all of this shit. And that risk, you know, developing myself, as I said, 2-3 years of just trying to see, because I wanted to come out as an artist, but what kind of artist?
Yeah.
What do I want to be? And now I know what's going on. I've got the sounds, I've got the songs, I've got the branding, I know how it's gonna, what's going to happen. So I'm about to start getting crazy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I've got a release coming out on the 1st of May. I've got another one. You know what? I'm never meant to say the dates, but guess what? I can because it's my music. So, you get me? So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I'll tell you, order, I'm dropping 1st of May, I'm dropping 26th of May, and I'm dropping on the 14th of June. Like, I've got my, I can go now with no delays. I can go and chase my dreams now. You know what I mean? And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of the position I'm in right now. It's like, I can just go, man. I can be creative. I can be free. And even down, once again, back to the essence of the sound. I can do my sounds. You know what I mean? I can be me. You know, because even sometimes the people I produce for, it's their sound. I'm producing what they like. You know what I mean? Let's say I'm doing like a trap song. That's what they like. I don't like making trap songs. You know what I mean? I like to make vibey songs. So now I've got an outlet to be me now. And I feel like there's so much, you know what it is? There's so much freedom.
Yeah.
There's so much freedom in that. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I feel so excited. I feel so alive because it's like I can be me. I can drop what I want to drop, and I can show the world what I'm actually made of. You know? Because even like, for instance, like you got these drill producers. I'm pretty sure they can do more, but all they're known is for drill.
Yeah.
So you've got no outlet to show what you're capable of, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta find a way to make that happen. Else you get left behind. You know what I'm saying? You get left behind, bro. So it's like, once again, as I was saying earlier, take that risk, find something else and redevelop, bring new value to yourself. Because you know what's been happening now as well is when artists come to the studio, before they didn't see the vision. So what happens now is when they come, we make an average of 2 songs. The first song will be like, it goes either way. So let me do it this way. So they'll come to the studio, I'll play a beat. And they'll be like, you know what, hey, so why don't you jump on it? And these are big artists now, you know what I mean? So I'm doing songs with them now. And then after that, I'll do a whole song just with them alone. So, you know, in terms of like productivity and work rate, it's like, I could be dropping my stuff and dropping songs, them featuring me, that I'm also producing too. So it's like, I'm going to flood. And obviously, I'm on their sound. You see what I'm saying? So if they drop a trap song, I'm hitting their audience whilst I'm doing my 80s music. And that's what Drake does. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drake will give you a heady one verse, but then he will drop a house album. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of UK artists don't do that, bro. And guess what? I'm producing every single one of them. So I'm going to shut down the fucking game, bro. Hey. You're crazy. I'm telling you.
Bro, I believe you. I believe you. Bro, I just can't believe how, like, you're exactly like me, but in music. You create so much content every day. Like, every day I'm doing a podcast. I told you this, but pretty much every day I'm doing a podcast, whether that's 6 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning or even 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, I'm doing podcasts with guests.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard to do, like, pretty much every day.
Yeah, you got to show up. You know what I tell people? Show up every fucking day. Every day, even if when you're tired, make that random phone call and try to do something. Send that random email. Every day, you got to show up. There's not a day you should just not do anything. You can be at home and chill, but do something.
Yeah.
You can do things on your phone. Bro, you know what I do all the time? I message Drake. I message Tory Lanez. I message, hey, I would like to work with you. I just do that all the time, bro. I message managers. Like, you got to do something every day. There's something to do every fucking day. You know what I mean? And every day is an opportunity to change your life. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people are not utilizing this social media thing either, bro. Like, it's so, you can hit up anyone, bro. Anyone. Yeah. And if they don't respond, whatever, I'll message another person. Someone will. You get me? Someone will. And that's what I do, bro. Randomly, I message random people, bro, all the time. Yo, I'd like to work with you. Yo, what's going on? Yo, you get me? And then things happen. Things happen, bro. That's how you make things happen. You got to show up every day. You know, some days I'm tired. I'm lazy. I'm like, oh, let me call this artist. Let me message this person, try to set up a session.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm free today. They pull up, make a song.
Mm.
So I'm saying, you can make things happen every day. You just got show up, wake up. Like, even if you're uninspired, bro, show up, do something. There's something I can do every day. Edit that video, edit that podcast, send that email every day, bro. Every day, bro. 100%, you know, every day. Bro, if I look at it, it's compound interest, bro. It all leads into something, you know what I mean? It all leads into something, bro, that you wouldn't realize until a year after when it all makes sense. You know what I mean? You wouldn't realize, bro. So I'm saying,
bro, trust me. Bro, like I said, you're so like ahead, which is good. And even telling the audience when you're releasing music, like, not many artists can even do that because they're linked to labels and they don't want to leak any information, which I understand. I understand why people don't do it. I completely understand it because obviously a lot of songs, good hits get released or leaked.
Yeah.
Before, without even without the artist's consent, or even the like managers and stuff and that whole like management team don't even know it's been leaked, but it's get leaked.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
Nah, definitely. Like I've got so much like freedom.
Mm.
So much freedom. I could drop a song tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could drop a song tomorrow. You know what I mean? That freedom there, priceless. So I want to use that to my advantage. You know what I mean? Because now I can be so consistent. You know, I can be as consistent because I know it's so cliche, but that's really all it is, consistency.
Yeah.
Because if I you know, some upcoming artists that ain't ever released music, that you know, I speak to them and I always give them this advice. Like, imagine you drop your first song, you announce it on Instagram, you might get one comment.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, you drop another song, might get another one coming. 3 weeks later, if I see it, another video, I might be like, "Bro, this guy's putting in work."
Mm.
I'll drop a comment. I might not check out the song. Then maybe by the fourth time, I'm like, "Bro, wait, this person is so consistent. I'm going to drop a comment, and now I'm going to go check out the actual songs and actually check out everything they've just done."
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And then just like that, you're building. And that's what I try to tell them. Don't, a lot of people want to start with a big splash. You're going to be so disappointed, bro. Start off like that. No, people ain't going to check it out, but show up again another 2 weeks. You know what I mean? The people that didn't comment on the first comment, by the 10th song, they're going to comment. Because then, as a human being, once again, you have no choice but to respect it.
Yeah.
You have no choice but to show love. You know what? You're getting up in the comments. Wow, you're getting crazy, you know? Keep it up. You see what I'm saying? Mm. And that's all you have to do, bro. And I'm using that formula myself. That's what I'm going I'm dropping every 3-4 weeks because that's all it takes, bro. Like, if you're no one, you can't do this antisocial thing and drop once every 5 months. No one cares about you, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm saying? You can't do that. They try to do one video every 4 months thinking this is the one that's going to blow. You don't know what song is going to blow. You get me? Just push the fucking music out. And obviously, if you're consistent in the music, it's not like you're going to run out of songs.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to drop a song today and have nothing else to drop. So if that doesn't go, then go again. And even if you believe this song is the one that doesn't blow, it doesn't blow up, then go again. So you're telling me, oh, because this is a song I believe is going to blow up, you can't make another song that's going to blow up.
Yeah.
You get me? So no, you can't even put all eggs in one basket for one song that you think is going to blow up.
Yeah.
Like, you have to think beyond that. Like, that's the way I'm dropping right now. Because initially, I had like a bunch of songs where I thought, you know what? Based off reaction of what people are thinking, these are the ones. And I was putting so much planning and the right timing towards it. And guess what? Nothing happened. No, like, the songs ain't even out. Because I'm trying to make it right. And I thought, nah, fuck that. Yes, it's a big song, but I can also make bigger songs. So I'll just push them out, innit? These songs ain't going to be the epitome of what I'm capable of doing.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, it's not like I'm going to drop these ones and then I can't make no big songs again. You know what I'm saying? So just drop them, man, because you can always do better, innit? You know what I mean? So yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, bro. Crazy.
Bro, that's good. It's good that you could see that. And even you mentioned the example of someone that's consistent in the music. They drop a song 1 week, they drop it again the second week, they drop it again the third week, and they keep dropping music every week because they have a dream, and that dream is to become an artist. You don't stop. I've heard this quote a couple of times, but do you reckon that someone that is at the top of their game, a good example, Kobe, do you reckon he slacked off any bit to be in the position that he was in the NBA? Michael Jordan. Do you reckon any football player like Ronaldo or Messi didn't take any sacrifices to get to where they are? Of course they did. Of course they reached out to coaches. Of course they reached out to teams to try and like do something to try and get into that team because they had a dream and they were going to do anything to get to that dream.
Definitely, definitely. And what's so interesting is, yeah, I'll bring Drake back up again and relate it to consistency. The reason why Drake is on top is because he's consistent. You have artists here that will do 1 million views and not drop for another 3 months. So I'm saying, Drake will drop a hit and then drop another one a month after. He might drop a verse for someone. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If the top artist is doing that, who the fuck you think you are dropping every 5 months?
Yeah.
You need to match the work rate that they're doing. That's the only way you're going to reach their level. You see what I'm saying? You see these American artists dropping Lil Baby, Lil Durk, they're dropping. Then you have a UK artist here drop one mixtape per year. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That's why we're not going to reach those levels, bro. You see what I'm saying? Like, obviously, quality over quantity, but I feel like it's a balance. You know what I mean?
You have to have quality and quantity, but you need to be ahead. You can't just rush. You need to be ahead. Every podcast I do weeks before I even post them. Like I told you, I do a podcast every day.
Yeah.
Think of that. I do a podcast every day.
Yeah.
I always have content to post every Wednesday because I edit them.
Yeah. Loaded, bro. Like, trust me, man. Just flood the game. Let them see you. Let them feel you. As I said, see you in 2023 in a game. And even in regards to, because see you in 2023 is like a mixture of three songs. And the idea behind that was I wanted to drop a video in December.
Mm.
And I couldn't, once again, trying to plan things. It didn't go to plan. So I was getting frustrated. And I'm like, I just want to push things something out. And once again, that freedom of just doing something, I could push out three songs. So I said, you know what? I can't push out one video. I'm going to push out three songs. And then I said, how do I creatively push this out where I can create a moment? So, you know, I dropped in December, see you in 2023. And as I said once again earlier about the statement of I'm going to see everyone in 2023. And then what else is I'm going to make it a series. So every December, I'm going to drop see you in 2024. You know what I mean? Three songs. And then next year after that, see you in 2025. So you see how, like, I was like, how can I make this something that will benefit me in the future? So it's not just, it doesn't feel random. Today, because when people start looking back at a catalog, they start seeing what's going on. You know what I mean? So, and then you build, I'm slowly building a brand. Because if I put it, if December, when December comes and I announce see you in 2024, by that point as well, by God's grace, I've built more audiences. And I push out see you in 2024. The people that were here now will realize what's going on.
Mm.
Oh, this is what you're doing. You see, I'm going with it. That's what I'm saying. Everything I do is very intentional. You know what I mean? I'm going to create that vibe and create something for myself where I'm going to see you in 2024. Kind of, you know what I mean? I'm creating moments and journeys and experiences. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. And that's what stemmed from me being able to get a video done on time. So I'm saying, and that's the way I always think. I always try to get the best out of every situation. Once again, the only way to do that is the freedom. I can do that. You know what I mean? Now I can do that. So, but once again, that's not happening without taking that risk on yourself, taking that sacrifice to do more and be more and wanting to just be greater than what you already are already. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
All right, this has been like a therapy session.
Definitely, bro. You know what I mean? It's dope. It's a dope conversation, man. I feel like I've got such a big story. You know, we can be here for hours. I've got such a big history and story and so much that when I start to become, people know me for being an artist, when they look back, there's so much that people can go back to. You know, there's so much, and that's what's so interesting. Like, it's not random, you know, it's not random. So it's like when people start realizing, it's going to be a different ball game. Imagine we start deep in back You know, like sometimes people talk about, oh yeah, Kanye West was producing bangers before. You know, like them, I don't know if you saw the Kanye West documentary where he was playing his music in the labels, they ignored it. You know what I mean? I was there, that was that guy too, but they know he produced bangers. We all know Kanye's history, you know what I mean? We can all go back to a point where he was just producing for Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? I've got that type of history as well. I didn't just come out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So when people start to realize that, it puts the craziest value on your name. You know what I mean? And makes you bigger than what you already are. You know what I mean? So it's going to be crazy, bro. Like when people know my story and stuff, you know, even where I come from and everything, it's going to be, as I said, bro, man's going to go down as one of the greats, bro. Definitely. Definitely. Right.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for what the rest of the year holds for you, man. Like you said, we could talk for hours. We might need to do a part two for this.
Yeah. You know what, bro? We can always do one. We can always do one. You know, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to share things with the world. You know, like I feel like I've got an opportunity now to share my ideas with the world, my music, my actual art with the world. I've got an outlet now. I can't talk about other people's music the way I can talk about mine. I can't talk about other people's stories the way I can talk about mine. I can't, even Jumanji, I can't talk about that story compared to mine. You know what I mean? So, and I feel like I've got such a crazy story that the world has not seen or heard yet, but it's so pivotal. You know what I mean? Like with everything I do. So, yeah, man. Crazy, man.
Bro, we're going to have to do definitely a part two to this. But,
definitely.
Bro.
And I know your listeners would love this, man, because I don't know how many conversations you've had of artists here, but I could tell you this one's going to be different, you know, because I'm not chatting shit. I want to inspire people. I want to let them know things are possible. Like, man's not going to be one of those artists that, because this is my first interview as an artist. Imagine in another year, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be one of those people where I want to share. I've got a lot to share with the world, you know, and I feel like now I can. And thanks to someone like yourself for giving me an opportunity to share with new people that I've never met, you know, and hoping one day that, bro, just thank you, man. Thank you. Honestly, you know, thank you for giving me the time as well to share my stories with you, share my ideologies with you. And you know, it's just the beginning, you know.
Well, bro, we're definitely gonna have to do a part two. But for the first part of the two-part interview, I'm going to say, would you like to do the outro to the first part of this half of the Wild Boy podcast?
So what do you need me to do?
Bro, just say thanks, guys, for listening to the first part of two. Stay tuned for the second part. Obviously, the first part was a great chat. The second one is going to be a little bit more, it's going to be so much more exciting. This one was so much more personal. You guys got to learn my whole adventure or half of my adventure. Second part, we'll talk more about my music and where I am heading. And yeah.
Definitely. So thank you to Bailey Morrell. You know, the vibes all the way from Australia, you know. Thank you for having me on board to share my stories, to share my journey. You know, like we've just gone through like half of, not even half. You know, I mean, we ain't even started. We're just warming up, you know. You know, and we're going to give you guys so much more, you know, in the next, in the near future, you know. Like, you know, there's so much to share. There's so much, you know, report, you know, to build. And you know, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. You know, shouts out to Broski Bailey once again, you know, doing some amazing work, man. Thank you for reaching out, man. You know, and shouts out to you, shouts out to your work, and shouts out to all the people that I listen to and the people that I will be listening to. Big up yourself, stay tuned, you know the vibes. Let's get it. It's Wild Boy, see you in 2023. You know what I mean? You're gonna hear the music in your speakers very soon. You know the vibes. Let's go. Bow.
Besides that, guys, we'll see you guys in the second part of the podcast very soon.